Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Breaking down every last second of game tape for Sunday's matchup. Enter Vinny's Film Room.
Earlier in the show, Vinny broke down the film of the Rams' defense, which is going to cause problems for the Ravens' offense. Probably again, minus Lamar Jackson. The Ravens defense has struggled against everybody, as we've talked about. What, three of the five players of the week in the offense AFC this year played the Ravens the previous week to win the award. Now we get to this LA offense, and boy, no shortage of weapons there.
Yeah, they got a lot of weapons. Let's start with the receivers. Davante Adams, he wears jersey 17 for them. Still an outstanding route runner. Love his route running. He can create separation. The thing that's amazing with him, though, is, you know, he's had 22 catches but 46 targets. You know, I mean, there's a lot of
misses.
Yes, and he's only got 64 yak yards, so he doesn't have a lot of run after the catch type stuff. But he's a guy that you got to account for, and if you play him in man coverage, he's got a big enough body and stuff. He's going to create some separation. Now, Nacua Puka, he's amazing, that guy. They use him on a ton of short routes. A ton. And he's got 214 yak yards. So, I mean, he's really good after the catch. And you talk about snatch hands. You watch him catch a ball. Everything, he goes and tacks the ball, and he must have huge hands because that thing just gets engulfed, and strong hands. He grabs that ball, bam! He is fun to watch, and he's going to run a million of those little stick routes, a million of them. And Stafford, when in doubt, he's throwing quick to Puka, and it could be quick screen. It could be like down on the goal line. He threw a little quick slant route, you know, but he trusts him. With anything, he trusts him to throw it. And whoever's going to be covering, if you're playing zone, Bob, and like last week they were dropping deep, like Puka'd have 15 catches and probably break some tackles and have a bunch of yards. You can't do that. You got to get up in his face, jam him at the line of scrimmage, and get after his ass a little bit. Now, Atwell, they use him on deep crossing stuff. They'll go max protect and try to get him deep on a cross. And he can run. He's a little dude, but he can fly. He can fly. So their receiver group, you know, is good. And Nacua's going to have he's got, for the season, Puka has 62 targets in five games. So what, 11 targets a game? 11, 12 targets a game? They're going to, if you see 12, he's jersey number 12, the ball is coming to him at some point. Now, Kyren Williams, the running back, I like him a lot, too. And he's a little quick, explosive guy. He can catch out of the backfield. I mean, he's averaging 4.5 running. He's got 16 receptions, 3 touchdowns receiving, 80 yak yards. You know, and then Blake Corum, he'll come in and run at number 22. He fumbled against last week. So that wasn't, and he dropped the ball too that they threw it to him. So
yeah, Kyren Williams put the ball on the ground too.
Yep. So they will put it on the ground if you hit them. If you hit them. Now the quarterback, he's been, now this is a guy that if you don't pressure him, Bob, he'll throw for 500 yards if they don't put any pressure on him, because he can stand back there and throw it. Now they run a lot of boots. They'll roll him a bunch. They'll roll him a bunch. But he's got a good arm, you know. Like I said, he loves to throw to Puka. Now, the offensive – no, they'll play a ton of three tight ends also. Bunch of three tight ends. And then I think Colby Parkinson's the blocker, 84. Now, the left tackle, number 77, Jackson. Jackson's beatable, but is he beatable by our guys? That's the thing. You know, I mean, he's beatable by other people. So – Jackson, you can beat him on the out, and you can bull rush him. You can push him back. He doesn't anchor that well. All right, Avila was the starting left guard. Dedich, 67, started last week. Dedich is a weak link at left guard. He's a weak link. Better run blocker than pass blocker. Weak against the pass. The center, Shelton, 65. Another guy, better with the run than the pass. Dotson, 69, the right guard, same thing. Better with the run and the pass. And they do a nice job of coming off. When they're double-teaming, they're shoulder-to-shoulder. They're extremely well-coached. Extremely well-coached there. And then the right tackle, Haverstein, their second-round pick, he didn't play last week. McClendon, number 71, played, and he is not very good. And they give him help a lot. So he is... I would think that Van Ooy would eat him up, but they're going to put a tight end there to help him out. But rushing the passer, they are beatable, especially the tackles and the left guard. Now, the run game, they'll come off, and they'll combo up onto the linebackers and do that stuff fairly well. They do a decent job of that. So, overall, Stafford's completing 67%. He's got 11 touchdowns, 2 picks, got 107 quarterback rating. He is not going to run the ball. He's got minus 4 yards rushing. He's got, you know, he's the guy with the bad back and all. He's not going to do that. The thing you got to do to them is, I think you got to, with Puka and them, you got to be in their faces. You got to make things tough for them off the line of scrimmage.
But who would be the most likely to...
I think it'll be Kyle Hamilton.
Jam him a little bit.
I think it'll
there.
Be Hamilton, Bob, just because, you know, he's got size and stuff and he's got some quickness. And Puka's not the quickest guy in the world. So, I mean, that to me, that would be your matchup, because corner-wise, Wiggins, no, he'll toss Wiggins around and stuff. And so I don't see that. Now, Alexander may be good at that right there. But I mean, those are the guys you got to be able to stop the run, and they're going to try to run it. They're going to try to run the football, and that defensive front, they got to be more explosive. How about a couple of our guys getting in the backfield every now and then? We don't do that. We're 5 yards back trying to make our linebackers have 15 tackles, you know, but they're all 5-6 yards back. So that's the biggest thing. Can they get after him? Yeah, they're going to have to be creative, blitzing, and that way. Because you cannot let Stafford get comfortable. Otherwise, he's going to be the player of the week.
Yeah, be picking him apart. We have time for a call, Nolan. Nolan says yes. Let's get out to the phones. Go to Ed and Arbutus. Ed, thanks for holding. What's happening?
Yes, sir. Bob, Vinny, good day to both you gentlemen.
Same to you, Ed.
Thank you, Bob. Very, very brief today. Two topics, gentlemen. New York.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Giants, current record 1-4. Effective defensive edge backer, number 0, Brian Burns.
Yes.
Nonstop, full acceleration, get there and finish talent.
Yep.
Definitely worth an inquiry for asking price. He reminds me of Michael McCrary when he was here. The Orioles, hats in a ring consideration for the managerial job. A guy with necessary credentials, University of Maine, College World Series twice, went undrafted, but still battled his way to get to the bigs. Imagine baseball weather in the state of Maine, not exactly ideal. So he had to be a hard noser. Oakland A's, Orioles Hall of Famer, Mets and the Blue Jays. Lunch pail with all fundamental skill knowledge to be the guy. He's right here in our own backyard, would definitely be my first choice if he has desired interest. A proven winning human being, Mike Bordy. That's it. I thank you for your courtesy, gentlemen.
All right, Ed. Have a great weekend. If we don't talk to you tomorrow, by the way, he's got good feet, too. Mike Bordick, because of them arches.
Oh.
Anyone? Anyone? Bueller? All right, well, I would guarantee you Bordy be interested if the Orioles came a-calling.
I don't know if Elias would be.
I don't know if Elias has an issue with Mike Bordick, but who knows? All hands on deck, right?
Well, I mean, manager's one thing, but I know Bordy just wants to be involved.
Yeah.
I mean, he wants to help these young players because he sees all the potential.
Sure he does. And they're aware of him for sure. And Adam Jones is the assistant to the GM, who Mike obviously knows, fellow Oriole Hall of Famer. And we probably get free tickets if you got the job, I would assume. All right, well, we come back.
You could sit next to him in the dugout.
Yeah, right. Hey, Bordy. Where's that cheeseburger at?
We can't bash him either.
Huh?
We can't, you know.
Oh, we'd never bash Bordy.
Yeah. Like when I was beating up on Hyde or Mansell, I feel bad doing that to Bordy.
Oh, well,
he'd be a conflict of interest.
There'd be no need to bash him.
They'd be undefeated.
He's the perfect manager for the Orioles. When we come back, Mike Harmon, Fox Sports Radio, talk real and fantasy football with him. Ravens defense, are they going to have a hard time? I guess, you know, maybe the Rams could pick a guy that could be a stud. You mentioned Atwell. This guy could get behind the secondary and get to like an 80-yard touchdown. But we'll get into all of that and more of Mike. Then a fun-ass trip with Nolan McGraw. Inside Access takes over at 2. Then it's Thursday Night Football. Eagles taking on the Giants.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.